You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place?
Offshore,
while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP.
Visit orbvest.com.
Chatting now with Gary Boyson. He is, of course, portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Gary, morning. Appreciate your early morning time. More and more data coming through that we're seeing bumper agricultural crops in South Africa. Certainly citrus has had a good year. Maize seems to be on track. All the other bits, wheat, etc. Your take? I mean, you've been doing some digging around. Is there opportunity, perhaps in the crop agris, perhaps it's the manufacturers such as Tiger or the Zetas or Omnias? What's your take on the possible here?
Yeah, so I think before we start, let me just give you a qualifier. Our kind of speciality here is really managing money across international markets, so US, UK, mm-hmm. Europe, and to do it, we run quantitative models, which really requires a consensus to get a sense of price discovery. Now, on the kind of companies that we're going to talk about today, which is Tiger Brands, Omnia, Astral, you don't often get that consensus because generally they are lower liquidity, and you don't have kind of enough analysts covering the company to really get that accurate price discovery. But what that does give you is it gives you, especially private clients, the ability to go into it with a little bit of fundamental research and get things at a massive bargain, which I think is what we're going to try and look for today. Looking at, as you say, the bumper crops, we are sitting in a very unique situation for agri at the moment. So on the one hand, you're absolutely right. We're looking at it across the board, basically bumper yields. We've had a very, very good year from a volume and a production point of view. Now, generally what that means is when you have this kind of increased production, it's just basic economics coming into play. The supply and demand equation plays out and you see prices falling. But because of the coronavirus and because of the disruption to supply chains in the international market, what's happened is that international prices have remained quite elevated. Now, what that means is the kind of raw materials producers are going to almost get windfall profits, but it is going to put pressure on companies that are up the value chain. So I think Tiger Brands, even AVI to an extent, definitely Astral Foods, in that the inputs to their businesses are going to be more expensive, even though we've got the other side of the coronavirus coin, which is essentially customers that are under pressure, and they're not going to be able to push through pricing increases. So they're kind of going to get squeezed. But the raw material manufacturers are in a position an almost unique position where they're going to be able to push through big price increases because they can always export, and they're going to have high volumes. So for me, the opportunity really is going to be in the raw material producers. I'm thinking the likes of Zeta.
Yeah, so good old-fashioned Zeta, also trading at a fair bunch of discount. I'd also, one of the stocks I've been looking at, and it's held up fairly well, is that Carp Agri, and they're not directly in the space, but if farmers are having better years and they're going and buying new buckies or sort of tractors and the like, we could perhaps see some activity there, or am I getting too smart for myself?
I don't think so. So Carp Agri is interesting because I think there might be some sort of corporate action around Carp Agri just because of it being a component of Zeta. So and that kind of makes the valuation difficult. If you look at Zeta as a sum of the parts, it's an investment holding company. So they've already sold their Pioneer food stake. They've sold their Quantum food stake last year, and the company's kind of almost it hasn't come out with a clear strategic direction. But you get the sense that a lot of these things might be bundled up into PSG Alpha, which is the big shareholder. You kind of look at the sum of the parts of that, and I have no problem with going into Carp Agri, and it really depends if they decide to exit the business, and it depends what they do with it. If I just bring it back to Zeta, that's kind of where I see it. You're obviously going to get about 20% of the value of Zeta is going to be Carp Agri anyway. But I suppose the part I like is the Zart business, which they obviously own 97%. That makes up about just over a third of Zeta's value. But what what we have, the opportunity, I think anyway, is that obviously because of the investment holding company is trading at about a 30% discount to the sum of the parts. So if they do almost collapse Zeta over time and kind of absorb it more into the PSG stable, which is obviously not announced or anything like that, you could see a release of around 30%. And that's I think, the opportunity in the sector for smaller investors.
Yeah, and of course, I'd forgotten Zeta owns some car park, so you already kind of had it there already. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager, Rand Swiss, sir, appreciate your early morning time. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 32, a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.